We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. 13th and 14th verses of the 33rd Psalm. The Lord looketh from heaven. I began to think of God's viewpoint. He has a good place from which to look. He has a right slant on things. God looketh from heaven. You know, our vision is so limited. We can't see very far. Your eyes can only take in certain distances. You can make a telescope sometimes and look into space and see further, but even then you can't find everything is to be seen. Man is so restricted and so limited and so helpless. But suppose you could sit up in heaven today and you had God's viewpoint and you could see the world as God sees it. What would you see? Would you see a beautiful world? You'd see some flowers blooming. You'd see some lovely sunsets and some beautiful day dawns. But think of the world as God sees it, how God looks at it. There's the Orient with its teeming millions of people. Think of China, that they used to call the sleeping giant, but China's awake now. Think of Russia. The Russian people are unnaturally mystical kind of people. Some of the most wonderful Christians I've ever known in my life were Christian Russians. I remember years ago I was up in northern Russia, white Russia you might say down there. I was conducting some meetings up in Poland. And we had a great many Russians in the meeting. They were living at that time under the Polish government. And they were such wonderful Christians. I knew them so well. I knew one man that held official position in the Polish government. And this man said to me after I spoke one night at a little banquet with Christian people sitting there, he had a viewpoint of conditions that some of the others didn't have. He was a layman and a statesman with a statesman's mind. He says, Dr. Jones, he said, we want to thank you for telling us about Jesus. He said, nobody but Jesus can do anything for us. He said, I know what's coming. I know the surrounding forces. I know what we're up against. What does God see when he looks down at Russia today? Millions of people. Human beings. Hungry-hearted people, many of them. Under the dominating power of a great political organization. Many of them be saved. Think of the people who would be saved if they had a chance. Think of the people around the Mediterranean. Think of all the dark spots of the world. What does God see as he looks from his viewpoint up in heaven? He looks down on the earth. He's sitting there where he can see every spot of the earth at the same time. He sees our big cities. We have no Christian cities in America. There isn't a great Christian city on this continent. I don't misunderstand me. Every good thing we have in our big cities comes from the gospel and the word of God and all that. And there are many wonderful Christians in the big cities of America. I remember just a few years ago I was up in New York and I got to thinking about it as I preached one night to a great crowd of people. And I said to myself, I believe about the finest quality Christians I've ever met. I've met in big cities. And then it occurred to me it takes a lot of grace to be a Christian in a big city where all the pull of the world's against you. The beautiful lights on the broadways and the lighted streets and all the glamour and the glow. And then I got to thinking about the heartaches and the sorrows, even down where the lights are brightest. What does God see? As he looks down from up in heaven where he has such a view, he looketh down from heaven and he sees. Now I'm sitting here at a microphone giving you this little message and he's looking at me. He sees me and he sees you there in your bed. He sees you there with a broken heart. He sees that woman that's sitting there weeping because maybe somebody was cruel to you. He sees that one there that sinned last night, went into sin. Oh, you stepped out on God. Oh, the sin somebody committed last night. Maybe it was the first real tragic thing in your life. Maybe it's the first time that you completely surrendered to sin. And God saw you. He sees through the darkness of every night. He doesn't have to have sunshine. He sees on the dark side of the world where the rays of light do not shine as much as he sees in the splendor of noonday. There's no midnight and noonday to God. The all-seeing eye of God. He looks down from heaven. What does he see when he looks at you? You know, man looks at the outward appearance, the Bible says, but God looks at the heart. I can't see your heart. I may imagine that I can judge your heart, and I can sometimes. God gives me a standard by which I can judge it. For instance, God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If I hear a man swear, I know he has a profane heart. If I hear a man tell dirty jokes, I know he has a dirty heart. If I hear a man say cruel things, I know he has a cruel heart. I can't judge your heart, though, except by what I hear you say and by what I see you do. But God can. God sees the profanity in your heart before it gets to your lips. God sees that impulse in you that may lead you to destruction. And let me tell you something that I've said so many times, I'd like to have it stay with you, too. The thing you would do if you could get away with it, in the sight of God, you've done it. Any sin that you would commit, if you could, in the sight of God, that sin's committed. If you would kill if you could, you're a murderer in God's sight, not in the sight of man. If you'd steal if you could, God says that it's a thief. He'd steal if he could. Man wouldn't say that because man wouldn't know that. Yon's a man that, or woman, God said, that person would be unclean if he could or she could. They'd go out under the cover of darkness and fall into moral looseness if they could get away with it. But they can't get away with it before man, so they don't. But God says, she would if she could, and there she is. Many women, it's an awful thing to have somebody looking at us all the time, isn't it? And someone that knows how to evaluate all we do. Isn't that terrible? That's awful. How would you like to have your wife looking at you when you're doing something that's wrong? How would you like your wife to be looking at you when you were committing some sin against marriage vows and home? How would you like for your little child to be seeing you doing something terrible? But there is somebody looking at you all the time, everywhere. And he has such a wonderful view, too. He sees everything you think, everything you say, everything you do, all the time. The eye that never sleeps. The all-searching eye of Almighty God. And wait a minute. The Bible tells you something about those eyes. They never looked upon sin with the least degree of allowance. They may understand sin. God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knows human weakness and human frailty. But he never allows sin. He can't tolerate sin. His eyes are so holy and so pure, when he looks at your sin, he can't endure it. There isn't a sin that ever mortal man committed that didn't make a flash of anger come to the eyes of a holy God. He's infinitely holy. And oh, when the day of reckoning comes, when judgment comes, when all the accumulated sins of every man's life and all the accumulated sins of all people who have lived in all generations are brought up to God's judgment, and you stand there, how are you going to stand? What are you going to do? What are you going to say to God? You can say, I was born wrong. But God will say, you could have been born again and you could have been born right. You could say, well, God, I'm weak. And God said, I know you're weak, but I'm strong and I could give you strength. You can say, God, I know I've sinned. I know, God, I've done wrong. He said, why didn't you repent? Why didn't you ask me to forgive you? I sent my son to die for you. You didn't have to go on. You have no excuse. There isn't a sinner listening to me this moment that has one excuse for sinning. You don't have any excuse. God Almighty will not tolerate your so-called excuses. You don't have to have them. No man was ever put on the spot where he had to do wrong. You do not have to do wrong. You do not have to sin. You do not have to make a mess of your life. God can give you strength for weakness. God can give you His grace. God can make you what you ought to be. But you can't get away with wrongdoing in the sight of God. You can't pop a sham life off on God. You can't do it. It won't work, men and women. Now you listen to me. You are playing with your destiny for eternity. You are playing with the wrath of God. You better be playing with flashing lightning. You better be playing with earthquakes. You better be playing with exploding atom bombs and hydrogen bombs. You better be playing with battlefields when the orchestra of hell plays. You better quit playing with the wrath of God. God sees you. He looks down from heaven. Down from heaven. As He sits there now, He's looking down upon every one of you. And you can't hide from Him. If I take the wings of the morning and fly away and get to some dark side of some dark planet, I haven't hidden from God. If I go into the caves and you can't hide from God. I read in the Bible about men fleeing to rocks and mountains and begging to fall on me and hide me, hide me. Oh, hide me, mountains hide me. Mountains can't hide you because God made mountains. Rocks can't hide you because God Almighty can see through rocks. The wing of night can't hide you because God sees through darkness. Secret places cannot hide you because there are no secret places for God. He sitteth on the throne. He sees. He knows. God Almighty sees and knows. And He's looking at you now. He sitteth in heaven. What a viewpoint. May God help us today if we're not right to get right.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.